Imagine waking up inside your dreams, fully aware you're dreaming, yet able to explore and interact with a world created entirely by your mind. This is lucid dreaming, not just a curious phenomenon, but a profound gateway to personal transformation. For over 20 years, Lee Adams has explored this terrain, developing an approach that transcends simple dream control techniques. Unlike methods focused merely on having more lucid dreams, this visionary approach views lucid dreaming as a pathway to spiritual growth and self-discovery. What begins as fascination with controlling dreams often evolves into something far more meaningful, a hero's journey into the depths of your own consciousness. This journey has inspired creative luminaries from filmmaker David Lynch to author Neil Gaiman, who credit lucid dreaming with enhancing their creative processes. Our consciousness exists in three observable states: waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. Yet consciousness isn't binary. It fluctuates throughout our days, affecting how we perceive and interact with reality. What we consider reality is actually a processed representation of data, with a surprising 250 millisecond delay between when our senses detect something and when we become consciously aware of it. This processing delay explains why time seems to slow during traumatic events. Our brain processes more information per second during high-stress situations. Awareness is fundamental to lucid dreaming. It's what lets us recognize we're dreaming. We often zone out during routine activities, like driving without remembering the journey or reading without absorbing content. These trance-like states mirror non-lucid dreaming, creating a form of waking unconsciousness. Lucid dreaming helps counter this dissociation in both waking life and dreams. Mindfulness meditation strengthens awareness by teaching us to observe thoughts without attachment. Through practice, we learn to maintain focus despite distractions. Reality checks enhance this practice by questioning whether we're dreaming while examining our surroundings. Research shows mindfulness practitioners experience up to 3 times more lucid dreams than non-practitioners. Quality sleep is essential for lucid dreaming, affecting both awareness and recall. Poor sleep disrupts brain chemistry involved in memory and emotional processing. Exercise 4 to 6 hours before bed helps reduce stress-induced insomnia by lowering cortisol, while light yoga proves especially effective before sleep. Foods rich in tryptophan, serotonin, and GABA support better sleep and dream recall. Your sleep environment requires careful attention. Keep your bedroom clean, relaxing, and completely dark, as even minimal light can disrupt melatonin production. Maintain room temperature between 60 to 67°F, 15 to 19°C. Create psychological safety through positive self-talk and a consistent bedtime routine. Sleep paralysis, that unsettling experience of being awake but unable to move, occurs during transitions between REM and non-REM sleep. Though alarming, it's a protective mechanism preventing us from physically acting out dreams, initiated by the pons in the brainstem. To prevent sleep paralysis, avoid sleeping on your back, skip daytime naps, exercise regularly, and reduce pre-bedtime stress. If it occurs, try wiggling fingers and toes, breathing deeply, or imagining spinning. Ancient texts like the Tibetan Book of the Dead suggest viewing these experiences as opportunities for spiritual growth rather than sources of fear. Dream memory formation relies on the hippocampus converting short-term experiences into long-term memories, enhanced by acetylcholine during REM sleep. The pineal gland's melatonin and oxytocin production supports this process. Mindfulness, exercise, and dream journaling can reduce memory-inhibiting cortisol levels, potentially improving dream recall. Dream characters fall into 3 categories: mindless figures programmed for specific tasks, intelligent characters offering insights beyond your conscious knowledge, and guardian figures representing what Jung called unconscious complexes or archetypes. When encountering guardians, often appearing as monsters or intense feeling states, approach with an open heart rather than fleeing. Their messages frequently reveal suppressed emotions needing acknowledgement. Dreams operate entirely symbolically, with the unconscious expressing itself through personally significant imagery. While some symbols, like falling or losing teeth, may reflect collective archetypes, ultimately only you can interpret their meaning. Jung's approach recognizes that every dream element expresses the psyche, and his method of active imagination enables meaningful dialogue between conscious and subconscious states. Transforming dream symbols into physical objects creates a powerful bridge between dream consciousness and waking life. By creating tangible representations through art, writing, or crafts, you give yourself space to contemplate these symbols, allowing their unconscious meaning to unfold gradually. Despite countless online experts claiming to interpret dreams, attempting to decode another person's dreams ranges from wasteful to potentially harmful. Dream content is uniquely personal, not intended for outside interpretation. Joseph Campbell's Hero's Journey illuminates the lucid dreaming experience. Like heroes, dreamers receive calls to adventure through recurring dreams and symbols. When ignored, the unconscious creates synchronicities that force the journey inward through intensifying nightmares or symbolic messages. Entering the dream world, Campbell's Belly of the Whale, we face psychological fears that feel life-threatening. Through this confrontation, we encounter trials that test us and help overcome our limitations, like flying or confronting pursuers. Failed tests repeat until mastered, teaching us growth through persistence. Dreams often feature divine feminine figures, nurturing mothers, wise crones, or seductive temptresses, what Jung called the anima. Through these encounters, we heal fractured aspects of ourselves through psychological atonement. This integration process often appears symbolically as light, ascension, or discovering new rooms in familiar spaces. The brain's reticular formation regulates wakefulness through neural networks responding to both internal and external stimuli. Different regions handle specific aspects of consciousness, from the hypothalamus controlling sleep-wake cycles to the cortex managing our autobiographical self. Beyond the ego lies what Adams calls actual consciousness, encompassing our intentions, desires, and emotions, expressions of what the self wants most. During lucid dreams, EEG and fMRI scans show increased activity in the prefrontal cortex and temporal lobes, areas associated with self-awareness and memory integration, supporting the idea that consciousness exists on a spectrum rather than as a binary state. The greatest benefit of lucid dreaming is establishing direct communication with your unconscious mind. During dreams, you can experiment with consciousness limitations, converse with your unconscious self, and interact with archetypes contributing to self-integration. This personal relationship with the unconscious, something Freud believed impossible, becomes accessible through lucid dreaming practice, offering a bridge between conscious and unconscious realms. True power emerges from surrender, moving past illusions into your authentic self. Rather than controlling dreams, allow the unconscious mind's wisdom to guide the experience. By confronting dream monsters as manifestations of waking fears, we develop courage to own all aspects of ourselves. These encounters might involve facing recurring nightmares, shadow aspects, or deep anxieties. The veil between waking and dreaming may be thinner than we think. Our nighttime journeys serve as gateways to profound self-knowledge. Learning to wake up within dreams helps us become more present and aware in daily life. The ultimate goal isn't controlling dreams, but knowing yourself completely. Both dreams and waking life are manifestations of our deepest beliefs.